Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy spring. I hockey season. We got all sorts of things going on. Leonard Raskin handles money. He is the handler of the American Dream here at Baltimore Positive. It's been a minute since we got together, but I mean the Caps have moved along. The Orioles
Yes,
pitching still
sir.
stinks, and
Yes,
Justin
sir.
Tucker is still on the Ravens team, and they've drafted Mike Green.
They brought a kick,
And
and they
I don't
drafted a
know.
kicker.
This is such a weird time. Like, if I were taking calls all day and I had my old life back, which I don't want that old life back, I sort of like my
Right.
new life. But this baseball disappointment, and
Oh.
I was at the new Costas and Timonium the other day, did the show at Coco's the other day. I've been all around the city. Last couple of days, my wife and I have been out. We were down. We drank beer with Dave Shinen at the with the church they turned into the
Brewery.
brewery down in
Yep,
Butchersville. So we went to Little Donna's and had pierogies over the weekend. That's how cool we are. So we got out a little bit, but everywhere I went, the Orioles, and it's at nighttime and the game's on.
yep.
People are
Yep.
kicking them in the nuts. People are telling me how I'm not going to go back to the games until they get better pitching. Just crazy stuff. They've won 192 games, and this is a different kind of disappointment, I think, Leonard.
Yes. I don't know what's going on. Same manager. Now, obviously, not the same pitchers. Same lineup, pretty much. When they score, they can't pitch. When they pitch, they can't score. A very strange time in Birdland. Very disappointing. I would agree. I didn't think Kansas City was that good. They beat the Yankees 2 out of 3, lose 2 out of 3 to the Royals. The scores are obscene. It's a very weird time in Birdland. Very weird.
Well, from my perspective, to look at it and say we either have a season or we don't, right? I mean, I've owned a radio station 27
Is
years.
only a month in.
What? But
Different than football a month in.
it even more so because it's really glaring how bad their pitching is, and
Right.
that hitting four home runs and still losing by 5 runs, they did
They
that.
gave
That
up
happened on Sunday. They hit four home runs
seven home
and they lost
runs.
by 5 runs.
They
I
gave up
mean,
seven home runs.
in the history of the game, if you had four home runs in a baseball game, you probably win that baseball game 92% of the
Yes,
time, right? Like
but if
I
you give up seven, you probably lose every time.
oh, no, I mean that was a Royals record. I talked to Luke
Yes,
about that. I'm like,
the Royals, if I'm remembering correctly what I heard, the Royals had not hit seven home runs in a week yet this season.
they've never hit seven in a game in the
No,
history of the franchise.
yes, but they hadn't hit seven in a week this year, 5 weeks in. Hadn't hit seven in a week. Hit
Seven
seven
on
in a
any
game.
night's a lot, man. Like,
A
that's just a lot of
ton.
home runs.
And everybody gave him up. Everybody gave him up. Cano gave up two. Morton gave up one. Morton, I would expect to give up one. Cano gave up two. I don't know whoever else, but they gave up. It seemed like every time a bat hit the ball, it was in the splash zone, in the
I'm trying to figure
bullpen.
it all out, Leonard. You're a businessman. You handle people's money for a living. The stadium's empty. They're giving away bobbleheads. The new owner hasn't really done much except put himself out in front of it in some way. The pitching's no good. The pitching's no good. But the part for me, and this is 27 years of owning a radio station here, of how many years we've had a February and a March and or an off season, because the Ravens dominate everything until they get eliminated or whatever, right? So like, it's not like we have to talk about them in November, December, but come January, February, March, they haven't really, most seasons, most years of Angelos's, not, I mean, the overwhelming majority, there was no season. There was no thought they could even be 500. They come out of the gate, they stumble, they stink. They always stunk. They were going to stink. You knew they were going to stink in February. This is different. This is like they're
This is
building something.
expectation.
This is.
2 years of playoffs. This was expectation year.
But not only that, new ownership, Angelos is dead and gone. They have money bags. They have all of these young 1-1 picks. The rebuilding, which could
Is
also be called a
over.
tanking, you
Supposed to
know?
be over. The rebuilding is supposed to be over. This is supposed to be a winning season. The good news, look, the good news is they're 5.5 out.
That's
Yes.
not good news.
No. It relatively, the way they're playing, they could be
Well, the good news is that nobody in the
way
division is
behind.
great, that the
Nobody in the
Yankees aren't
division
great.
has grabbed the lead, the reins, and said, we're going to dominate this division. Nobody has.
Well, they're not playing against the division, Leonard. They're playing against the wild card. They're playing against 88, 89, 90 wins loosely,
Yeah, but they
right?
should be
Like
playing for
that's that
102
they can't
this
win
season.
102.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. This season, it's already horribly disappointing, the fact that they're not playing like that. I don't know.
Well, it's the individual part of the hitting. So I take on the pitching with Luke. Luke is
Yep.
always comes back to they're not hitting. Like we knew the pitching was kind of going to be like bad,
Yep.
but we
Yep.
thought the hitting could overcome that on certain nights. Then there's the defense. Then there's the running the bases. Then there's just the general overall. Like you said, Morton gave up a home run. He came into a two-run game that was still in the balance with a couple of
Yep.
home runs.
Yep.
The Morton thing is going to stand as.
Bad choice.
As Elias's Waterloo for him.
It's
And
a bad choice.
this really does go back to Rubinstein, who knows nothing about baseball, literally knows nothing about baseball, but he's going to have to be the one who's doing the hiring, I guess, along with Arrigetti or whomever, their think tank is to find the next baseball man, if there is such a thing. Because they didn't hire this guy. They didn't hire any of these people. They came in. He's got a bobblehead before Mike Elias got one or before Brandon Hyde got one. Maybe Brandon Hyde got one. I'm not sure who's manager of the
I don't
year.
know.
But nonetheless, these guys don't
Well,
know what they're doing. They really don't.
it amazes me. It amazes me. You talked earlier for first about hockey season. It amazes me the rapid nature of manager, general manager firings in sports. Really does.
Well,
I
this
mean,
speaks to Tomlin and Harbaugh being
exactly. That's what I was going to
eternal.
say. As
Yeah. And Greg Popovich, by the way, throw him in.
Right. Well, he just retired. He's had
Yeah,
some
but there's
health
a reason he's
issues.
been there 40 years,
Yeah,
right?
right. But you look at general manager, coach, head coach, consistency in sports, and it is foreign. It is foreign. And whether
Because the
it's
impatience of the fans then
right
becomes the
demands the
impatience
impatience of a bad
of the
owner,
owner, right?
of a bad owner. Now, we can say whatever we want about the Ravens. They have had consistency, what, second longest tenured in the league behind, as you said, Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is kind of unbelievable because, let's face it, they haven't won a playoff game in a long time. Yet they're keeping their man, and the Ravens the same.
And Philadelphia's changed management like socks and now won two Super Bowls like
Right,
that.
right. You got to wonder what's the right prescription. Is Brandon Hyde the right guy for the going forward? Is Mike Elias the right guy for going forward?
Well, the Phillies have been really good the last 20 years. What have they had? They've had three or four different managers, maybe five
Right,
different managers,
right. I'm
right?
just saying, if Rubenstein decides that Elias is his baseball guy, then he's going to put money behind him and let him make the decisions, which he has said he intends to do. If he does, then I guess it's up to Elias to decide and make the decisions around what it is he wants to do to make this team better. And like you said, maybe a couple of those choices aren't so great. I'm not going to blame him in one season. I just think it's disappointing. I'm one that says, okay, we had a bad season. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's turn the tide. Let's get back on top next year. I'm not adverse to hanging in there. My goodness, the NHL, talk about managers, playoffs, head coaches. They flip like a coin. They move like the season. Guys go from one team to another team to another team so fast, you can't keep your head around not only whose name's on the jersey, but who's behind the bench.
The
And some of
NHL
these.
has the least amount of that after Scotty Bowman, right? I mean,
Right,
and
right.
fans here wanted that with Barry Trotz in Washington. I think you wanted everybody. I mean, everybody should have wanted that because competent
Right. He should
management's
have
hard.
stayed, but he
They're
went.
three coaches
They
removed from
threw him
him,
out.
right?
Yeah, now they finally got a guy that can coach, and they got a guy who's also the general manager, brought in some good talent to let him coach. And the combination takes them into the second round. It's interesting. Of course, I love hockey. You know that I watch it all right now. And what's really amazing is nobody's given them a chance.
Caps.
Nobody thinks the Caps can win this thing. In the East, everybody's talking the other series, the Florida Toronto. The winner of that's the winner of the East. Like, really? I don't know about that. And
Well,
then
the Caps feel like they have an easier path with Carolina, right?
yes, I think it's a great path to Carolina, and I don't care who wins the other one. They're second best team in the league for a reason. They play a hard brand of hockey. They score. They got decent defense. They got, when Logan Thompson's hot, a great goaltender, which is what you need in the playoffs. And you look around, my goodness, the last couple of days, there have been some amazing game sevens. There is nothing finer in sports than game seven in the Stanley Cup. Nothing. And holy cow, we had two amazing third period comebacks over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it, but if not, it was not to be missed. Must watch TV. Minnesota. Yeah, Dallas. Sorry, Dallas against Colorado. Down two in the third period, and a guy that played his whole career at Colorado that was let go because he was old and slow. Got traded twice, ended up with Dallas and destroyed them. Hat trick in the third period and won the game. And then the Jets, the New York Winnipeg Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, the most cool fan base with the white out in the stadium. It's the greatest thing to watch. We're down two with 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go against St. Louis. Pulled the goalie, scored twice. One with 3 seconds in the game and won it in double overtime.
Double overtime, game seven.
A
Double
game
overtime, game
seven,
seven.
double overtime.
And Winnipeg wins.
Winnipeg wins double overtime after being down two with 2 minutes to go. Just
I appreciate you bringing that up because,
amazing.
I mean, you know how much I've loved hockey all of my life, all
The
of my
playoffs
career.
are as good as it gets, and
You know,
yet
back in the 90s, I
both.
would go on and say it was better than sex. I said that for 15 years. I'd say game seven or the best, or Dayton Farrah
Fantastic.
Fawcett, watch game
Fantastic.
seven, you
The
know?
best and the craziest thing, both teams, Jets and St. Louis, brand new coaches. Both coaches that were fired from other clubs because of a bad season come in and just ruckus hockey. Fabulous hockey.
Never tell you
So
about the time that I got stuck going to Dallas for a game seven and I got stuck in the sky over Texas and the plane went down in San Antonio and I missed game seven
Missed the
of the
game.
Colorado Avalanche and the Dallas Stars
Crazy.
in the Western Conference final. It wasn't it, it was
Yes.
it was the
Big
big one.
game.
It was the
Big
big one. It was
game.
game seven and I wound up at the Alamo in the Riverwalk during a Texas thunderstorm in late May and I wound up 6 hours away. The folks at United Airlines, I will give them this, they offered to put us on a bus from San
Right.
Antonio and
Nice.
bus us to Dallas
6 hours.
all night. And I'm like, no, I'll fly tomorrow. That's fine. So, you
Right.
know,
I'll go
I'll
home.
see a Don Henley show in Dallas. How about that, huh?
There you go. There you go.
That was
And
24 years ago, Leonard.
you
24
know,
years ago.
it's funny, Ness, as the games go on, these overtime game sevens go on. They say this is not the longest game in NHL
By the
history.
way, I will say this. I
25
watched
years
that
ago.
game. I watched that game in the airport in San Antonio where I had no business being. And it was like a terrible game. It was like a 5-1. It wasn't even
Yeah,
so
wasn't a good game
I didn't
seven.
miss game seven, double overtime and all of
Well,
that. But
these two were phenomenal. So now we're on to the second round of the NHL playoffs, which is a marathon to win the cup. The hardest thing to win.
have you ever seen the cup get skated? Were you at when Detroit
Yes,
skated on the Caps? You were there that night? Okay. All
horrible.
right. All right. I'm just
Horrible.
asking. I'm just
Just the
asking.
worst. Swept. Not only was it horrible, but at the time there was a gal that worked at the firm who was a Detroit Red Wings lover.
Hockey
And
town? Yeah.
oh, hockey town. We made a bet, and I had to wear a Detroit Red Wings baseball cap the next day.
Oh. Well,
Oh, it was
I
the
thought she was going to
worst.
make you wear a Steve Yzerman sweater or
I
something, you
would have,
know.
you know, I would have paid off, but either way, it was terrible.
I've seen the Cup
Yes,
skated
yes,
three
yes.
times. I
That was my
passed on a
one.
fourth one. I gave my tickets when the Cup got skated in Carolina when Carolina played Calgary. I was at two of those games. My cousin lives in Raleigh, and his son, he and his son watched the Cup get skated. They're not even hockey fans, but
Well, it's just a thing to do, regardless. I
yeah.
was hoping, I hate to say it, I was hoping the Blues could pull out the win. I was really hoping because the Capitals, second best record in the league, which would have meant they had home ice all the way through
They
had
need
they
Winnipeg out.
won. Right. It
They
with
want
Winnipeg
Winnipeg
out.
out. If you're into fi if you're into Stanley Cup Finals, you want Winnipeg in. You
Well,
want
there's other teams on
that.
the West is wide open. I hate to say it, I would love to see the Caps Edmonton. I'd love to see McDavid on a 7-game series against the Caps. I think that would be great. They lit him up. They lit him up when they
I would
played
go
him.
out to Edmonton with you for that because, like, I've never
Absolutely.
been to
I'd
Edmonton.
do it. I'd
I
do
would
it in a
do that.
heartbeat.
I
I
haven't
would
been
do
to a
that.
hockey game since Ovechkin handed me the cup and
Well,
said,
there
"Good
you
luck, good
go.
night." And that was it. That was the end. So it's been 7 years for me, but
Right.
I've seen the cup skated 3 times, not just that night in Vegas. My dearest friends at the time downtown loved hockey,
Yep,
and we
yep.
got a limo with 6 of us. And we jumped in it for game 7 because we knew the cup was going to get
Yeah,
skated.
sure.
My ticket broker got us tickets for like, it was like 200, $250 a person to do it. And
Yeah.
we had a limo and we went to the Brendan Byrne Coliseum to see the Anaheim Ducks
There
play
you go.
game 7 against the New Jersey Devils. The Devils won the cup that
Right,
night. They skated.
right.
It wasn't a good game though. It was another one of those like 3-0
Yeah,
third period.
anticlimactic.
Yeah. And then they skated the cup in a parking lot in New Jersey. And, you know, this was back when Claude Lemieux pooping in the cup and back, you know, Howard Stern and all. Do you remember all that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I hope you at some point get to see your team skate the cup.
Hey,
I want that for you.
I'm hoping. I didn't go to Vegas. I had tickets for the next game, and they took it a game early. It's
They want it
okay.
too early for you, did they?
They wanted a game early. I'll take it. Look, I'll take the win versus coming home and having to win it in
My
game
dad
six.
always tells me about the story of him and his neighbor, Danny Moran, who had tickets in 1966 for the World
Oh.
Series. And they at that time, you stood in line in the post office. I don't understand it all, but I'm giving
Ugh.
you the story. You had to go to the post office to put in for your tickets to have the postmark, right? Like, it
Right.
wasn't stand in line at Memorial Stadium. So my dad got tickets and, like, they divvied them up, and
Right.
somehow my dad wound up with the game 4, not the game 5. And he's like, "You know, Danny never got to go. It was game 5. They won in 4. I was happy they won in 4, you know, all of that." But it is amazing. Like, poor Eddie Frankovic chased the Caps longer than you've been chasing the Caps. Like,
Yep,
Eddie
yep.
Frankovic's a lifer. And he flew out to Vegas with me for games. What was it, 1 and 2 or 3 and 4,
Yep,
whatever?
yep.
Yeah, 1 and 2. And then didn't come back for 5, but was ready for 7. The only
Yep.
game he missed was 5,
And
and he
that's
missed the
it.
cup.
Missed the cup.
After 40 years of covering the Caps, he missed the cup.
Well, you know,
So
going back to that, it
I
this is
still
a
feel dirty about that. I
oh,
really
this is a
do.
funny one. I remember that year, game 4, at the game, and a couple sitting in the stadium in the arena, Cap 1, I don't know what it was called back 7 years ago. It might have been Cap 1, whatever, it doesn't matter. Bought Capitals season tickets for the following year. They were from Vegas, which got them Cup final tickets. So they flew from Vegas for game 3 and 4
To
with.
sell the tickets on the internet for the rest the next year,
For the next
basically.
year, but that got them tickets to the finals, game 3 and 4 from Vegas. That's die hard right
Well,
there.
but no, that's just moving money around, right? In
No,
the
but that's
modern era,
smart.
right?
That's good. That's good move, because how else are you going to get in the building? That's a good move. I was appreciative of their effort to enjoy the game. It was
That
really
really,
something.
you know, and that speaks to, and listen, I'm going to make this your homework because we're going to break it off with
Yeah.
the Orioles, but this goes back to Rubinstein and the
Yes.
Orioles and what their value proposition is and what the Capitals' value proposition would be for someone from Las Vegas to buy.
Right.
This is the oldest scam in the book, right? Buy the playoff tickets now if
Yep.
you get season tickets for next year. The Capitals have been running that promotion since Mike
And
Gartner.
forever,
Since
forever.
Mike Gartner, right? Like,
Absolutely.
literally.
I'm with you.
Well, I mean, the Orioles, the value proposition of their giveaway
Is
nights
come
and their
out and get a
bobbleheads.
bobblehead. May the fourth be with you.
Yeah, I'm really trying to figure out how baseball could get baseball people like Aparicio and Raskin. You know,
Yep,
we're
yep.
baseball people. We really
Yes,
are.
yes.
And we're watching it. We're talking about it. We're astute about who their pitchers are and all of that. But, like, I don't see you calling me to go down there 2 weeks from Monday, right? I mean, like, that's a problem for the Orioles in getting people in. And I'm looking at it as a business discussion for the community, for everybody, in your space who's wealthy, who supports it or doesn't, or would or wouldn't, based on how it made them feel, or based on who the players are, or based on whether their grandkids like it in some cases, right? Or your son's over in
Absolutely.
Ireland getting smarter, and if he liked
Well, he
baseball,
wants to
you'd be
go.
there.
He does want to go. When he's home, we're going to definitely take in a game or two. Win or lose, he's watching. He's paying attention. He likes the birds, and whatever's happening when he's in town next, we will take in a game or two. There's no question.
I'm trying to figure out how the baseball team gets the city infected with baseball again.
Got to win. You got to win. You got to win. And right now, they're not winning. Look, this is a fair weather town when it comes to the O's. Has been for how long? But they got to win. And this year they're supposed to win, and they're not winning.
I hate when you
So
say that we're a fair weather town.
we
That's
are.
just offensive to me. It is. I
We
mean,
are.
but it's
When it comes
offensive.
to the Orioles, we are. A lot less so from the Ravens, but they generally are winning. But
Well, look, I've
this
done two
town.
segments this week with Luke and with Rasig on drafting Mike Green, Justin Tucker being on the team, zero tolerance, whether it matters, it doesn't, and they
Mike
know it
Green, is
doesn't
that the
matter.
kicker?
That,
That's not
no,
the
no,
kid.
that's the edge rusher
Oh, that's the edge rusher.
with
Yeah,
the two
right.
sexual allegations.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes,
got
yes,
thrown
yes.
out of Virginia on a zero
Yes, I was
tolerance
going to say
policy,
because they
got
they've
drafted in Baltimore under the same zero tolerance policy.
Yes. Well, can you tackle?
There you go.
Can you kick?
And you are the one that funds that bigly. You spend
Yes,
hundreds of
yes,
dollars every Sunday
yes.
on tickets to go, and you haven't spent 20 cents
Correct.
going to a baseball game. That
Correct.
is, I see that with my eyes when the games come on, right? I mean,
Yep,
I see, right? And I feel that
absolutely.
as I walk through the city. And I've been, I actually went to that Little Donna's place down in my old stomping grounds on Bank Street and had dinner. I went to the ministry with Dave Shinen and had some booze, moved around the town a little bit. I was at Coco's last week with people. And, talking Justin Tucker, talking Oriole baseball, talking
Yep,
pitching,
yep.
people want
I don't think
sports to be a
anybody
certain
knows.
way here,
I don't think
you know?
anybody knows about Green yet. I don't think that's a big topic yet.
Well, I don't know how it can't be if Justin Tucker's a topic.
Well,
It either
because
is a
people
topic
don't
or it
know.
isn't. It's
I
either
just don't
people
think
care
people
about it
know.
or they don't care about
Has
it.
it
If
been
you
written
watch
about
the
a lot?
draft at any point, that kid dropped for a day and a half because of this, and the
Right, but
Ravens were the ones that took him.
I didn't know they talked about it.
Well, go
I
ahead and
wasn't.
Google it. I don't know what to tell you. I
No,
mean, I
I'm
know
telling
you're
you, I
away
will.
that weekend, but check
I
it
will.
out
I
as
will.
a
Because
fan,
I
as a
did
citizen, as a
not
season
know.
ticket
Did
holder.
not know.
But it doesn't matter. They could have took Son of Sam to play middle linebacker,
Throw
and as long as he can tackle, you know what I mean? So that's just
the
kind of
ball,
where they
catch the
are.
ball, run the
Leonard, tell
ball.
everybody what you do in the
We
money
do money.
space. Yep, what do you do?
Everything money. Make sure that you are properly protected, that your cash flow is intact, that you're saving money, growing money efficiently, effectively, that you have financial success, that you're moving towards your version of the American dream. I'll wrap up with a sad story, and hopefully there's a silver lining. I got a call from a client of mine over the weekend. One of his best friends, dear best friend's son, 55 years old, had a medical condition while he was driving, ran off the road, hit a tree, and was killed.
That's my age.
55.
I hate hearing that.
Dude, married, children. And, I expressed my condolences. Obviously, I know the family. I'll reach out to them. And then my brain goes to, did he have appropriate life insurance to protect his family? Because what I see too often, sadly, in that situation from people that I don't work with is GoFundMe comes up after this person passes away. Not in this case. I'm not saying this guy, but people that don't provide for their families properly end up with GoFundMes, which is not insurance. And so we make sure people are protected properly, saving efficiently, investing properly, understand what they're doing, and achieving their American dream, whether that's going to a game seven, whether that's taking the kids to Disney, whether that's, whatever that is for you, buying a home, educating your kids, paying for some college, whatever that looks like, we are here to help you produce that result financially in your life. And we have no investment minimums. We don't discriminate against who we meet. We have clients from 22 to 92 years of age. We work with people that want help with their money, and we help them with their money. That's what we're about.
Letter Raskin, he is Raskin Global, following the American Dream. You can find him out at the front of Baltimore Positive, also at RaskinGlobal.com, where there's all sorts of sort of wisdom and stories and blogs and information and ways and resources to better take care of your resources. Speaking of resources, we got National Racehorses coming to town this week.
Yes.
Sovereignty Inn as the Kentucky Derby winner. Preakness around the corner. I'll be doing some Preakness coverage next week. Also going to be broadcasting from the Maryland party. We had Howard Perlow by last week, as well as Jamie Costello at Coco's. Also, Senator Corey McCrae. Great conversation with him about budgets, Annapolis, Kerwin, where the money's coming from, where it's going from. Also had a great chat with John Martin this week about the money that the lottery raises. We're going to be doing a little lottery raising on Wednesday in the old stomping grounds of White Marsh. We'll be at the Avenue. We'll be at Red Brick Station on Wednesday afternoon doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Been a long time since I've had a crab cake in White Marsh. Even Della Rose's is gone now. It's a Jamaican joint, which was delicious. We'll have the Back to the Future scratch-offs to give away on Wednesday in White Marsh. Come on out and say hello as well. My thanks to Leonard Raskin and all of our sponsors here, including Curio Wellness, Liberty Pure Solutions, putting us out on the road this week. And of course, Luke monitoring all things Ravens as well as Oriole baseball as they go West Coast this weekend. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.